Welcome to day number 15. This is actually, these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. Today is Friday. I'm posting it now so that in case you have a few minutes before Shabbos, you can listen. But if not, right after Shabbos, this will be waiting in your inbox so you can learn right after Shabbos. We are up to Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel, and the Mishnah is going to record a few different things that a person might say during davening, might ad-lib during davening. And if one does, we tell the person, you really shouldn't do that. Right, so what's the first case? Ha'omer al kansi por yor rachamecha, that your rachamim, your mercy, Hashem, should be on us just like it is with the kansi por. What's that case? So we know that there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakein, that we should send away the mother bird before taking away the chicks or the eggs. It's generally understood, although I think that it's often misunderstood. I think there's a much deeper meaning to this than the general one, but most basically it's understood as a show of rachamim, a show of mercy, that the mother bird shouldn't have to be there and witness the pain of having her children taken away while she's watching that. So we send away the mother bird first. So someone who says, Hashem, just like you had mercy on the mother bird, so too you should have mercy on us. We're eventually going to say in the Mishnah, Mishachinoth, we tell him to be silent. He shouldn't say that. Why not? So this is actually a very big question, because we would say that's a wonderful thing to say, right? We know that according to many, that's the explanation for the mitzvah. So why shouldn't we say that? Just like you have mercy on the mother bird, so too on us. So the general explanation that's offered is that that assumes that the only reason for that mitzvah is because Hashem wants to have mercy on the mother bird. We assume that's certainly part of it. But to be brazen enough, to be arrogant enough, so to say that this is the explanation, this is the only explanation for the mitzvah, and the reason I'm doing it is because we want to have mercy on the mother bird, that's already almost like denying the possibility of more depth to that mitzvah. So we don't decide that we know absolutely the reason for every mitzvah, and therefore we shouldn't say that this is the reason for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, and therefore you should still have rachamim on us. We should at least leave the door open to accepting that there are other possibilities of understanding the mitzvah, that it's not just necessarily about mercy. So we should daven for mercy for ourselves, but it shouldn't necessarily be on the related to the mother bird. The second example, Va'al Tov Yizachar Shemecha, that your name should always be remembered for good, Hashem. Why? Because we don't only assume that Hashem should be recognized for the good, quote-unquote, that Hashem does. Everything that Hashem does is just. Everything that Hashem does is godly, is from Hashem, is perfect. So we shouldn't say that you should only be remembered for the good, chas v'shalom, as if that's the only the good things in the world are from God. No, everything's from God. So therefore, that's also something that we find illegitimate to say. And finally, someone who says modim, modim. He says modim twice because then it looks like you're almost davening to two different gods. Perhaps that was an issue more in days past than it is now, but obviously monotheism is a tremendous piece here, and we want to make it seem as if you're only davening to Hashem and not to two different gods. So in either of the three cases, says the Mishnah, Mishatkin oso, we silence that person. We say, don't say that. Ha'over lefnei ateva, someone, ha'over lefnei means someone who passes before the aron, the ark. It really means someone who's leading davening, a bal tefila. So someone who's leading davening, v'tah, he makes a mistake. He says a bracha that was wrong, he gets confused, assuming that the person really can't continue, he can't, you know, gain his footing very quickly. So what do we do? Ya'avor achar tachtav, someone else can come in and take over for him. But the person shouldn't say no, no, no. When you ask the new person to take over, the person shouldn't say, no, I don't want to. What's that referring to? So the general halacha is that when someone is asked to daven, there's a sense of almost humility that a person should have. They should say, no, you can find someone else. I'm not worthy to be the leader of the tefillah, right? It's not false humility, but a person should have that sort of humility that say, listen, I'm not necessarily worthy of leading the tefillah, of representing the tzibur. But in this case, when you need someone right then, because there was a guy, because the regular baal tefillah messed up, and you need someone right away to take over, so you say, don't be like falsely, like, this is when we need you, so you should step up, you shouldn't push it off at all, you shouldn't say no. Minayin humaskin, when should this new chazan start? Mitchilas habracha shetaba, he should go back to the very last bracha that the person, really the bracha that the person had a mistake during. He doesn't have to start Shemon Esrei again, but he should start at the bracha that the previous baal tefillah made a mistake in. Mishnah Dalet, we know there's a halacha that between the bracha of modim and sim shalom, we should have birchas kohanim. The kohanim get up in front of the aron, and they turn to the tzibur, and they say the bracha of yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, etc. We don't do it every day here. In Israel, they do every single day. Here, we just do it on the Yom Tovim. So the halacha is referring to that. So over lefnei ateva, a bal tefila, the person who's leading tefila, lo ya'aneh achar kohanim, amen. When they say the bracha, the entire, right, asher k'tan tzav shivanu, when they say that bracha, the entire tzibur usually answers amen. The kohen should not answer amen. Vibnei ateira, if he shouldn't get confused, right? He has a flow, he's going, right? He shouldn't forget where he's up to, and which was a bigger issue when they didn't have Sidurim right in front of them. So the chazan shouldn't answer amen. Then ein shem kohen elahu, let's say the chazan himself is a kohen. So if there's no other kohen, lo yisaz kapav, so they should skip it. Right, if he's the kohen and he's the only one who's there and he's the baal tefillah, so you skip birchas kohanim that day. Vim haftachas so shehu noseas kapav v'chozel tefillah. So, but if there's a guarantee that he can actually duchen, he can actually say birchas kohanim, and still not lose his place. And then he's able to kind of quickly go right back in tefillah. He says modim, then he himself duchens, and then he goes right back to sim shalom, rashai, then he's allowed to. So the halacha again is that if there are other kohanim, so then the chazan should just stay out of it. The other kohanim should say berachas kohanim. If he's the only kohen, so then he should not do anything, right? He should just stay silent and not have berachas kohanim. They skip berachas kohanim that day. But if he is the only kohen and he has a guarantee that he won't get messed up, and usually that guarantee is in the form of a sitter, right? Again, if we have a sitter, you just keep your finger on the place, you won't get messed up. So if he's the only kohen and he has a sitter, so rashai, then the kohen duchens. We will continue on Sunday, Mir Tzashem, with Mishnah Hey.